You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. What a nice day, Friday.
Excited to be here.
Wasn't nice weather? Wasn't nice?
Yeah, it was good beautiful. Weather.
78 degrees up there or more. And it was coming here, 71 degrees. It was great.
Yes. It was beautiful to look at. Even if you had to stay inside, it was beautiful to look at outside today.
Oh, and then our audience in San Francisco, they're getting about 65 degrees.
So
we got Bay Area.
Oh, I know. I love Bay Area.
Bay Area.
Woo, where my granola hot is.
For the jealous out there.
You know I love them hot and nerdy.
Hot and nerdy. Here's this is my question for you. The San Francisco question. You'll know this one. Okay. The famous chocolate in San Francisco.
Ghirardelli.
You won the prize.
I want a six-pack of Guinness, y'all.
Yeah.
Woo!
Wow. See, Guinness beer.
But she's going to share.
Yeah, but you knew that was my favorite beer anyway, yeah. And you knew I knew that answer. Cameron just likes giving me my favorite beer.
Yeah, I just want to be happy. By the way,
only weigh 95 pounds, but I love the calories.
Hey, it's good. By the way, next week, as I say, we'll be at Oyster House, and we're going to have drinks.
That'll be fun.
You come.
We'll come early. Stay late.
And we're going to listen to Bridget. Is it Bridget? Bridget's that's going to be singing.
All right.
Yes. And then we're the amazing French crooner. Or American French crooner.
She was very good last
She was
week.
Really good. You also brought me chocolate.
Ooh. Yeah. By the way, kosher from Israel.
Purim.
Yeah, you got kosher beer and Irish beer.
Irish beer. I don't think that's kosher, but it's delicious.
I don't think it goes
corned beef and hash.
Yeah.
We got that. We'll have it.
Anyway,
we're going to go with the great Irish barbecue.
Anyway, what we're going to do real quick is tell folks about a wonderful play, The Belle of Amherst.
Yes.
And we have today one of the great ladies of theater. So I love your name, Farrell Marshall.
Yes, thank you.
That's
on the
name.
Birth certificate. It's not.
I say Mike Farrell. You know, I thought, hey, maybe, yeah, but I said Marshall. Yes. So that's your acting name?
It's my birth name.
That's your birth name. Where are you from?
Well, I was raised in Texas, but my family's from Ireland, right? It's a good Irish name.
Oh boy!
Wow. Wow, nice. So where are you from in Texas?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. That's crazy there. We'll have to do a show from there.
Let's please do that. We'll go see my cousin out there. He's
San Antonio.
He's on the police force out there.
Well, he'll protect us. By the way, I got to tell you
we can protect
story.
And serve.
Yeah. That's what it
my
is.
My cousin Rob.
Get these guys
I love you.
Out there. Anyway, what I was going to mention.
Is he single and straight?
He's married and straight.
Oh, never mind.
Anyway, what I was going to say is we'll have our show next week. In Studio City, we'll give you the address, 12446 Moore Park Street in Studio City. And to call up, 818-761-8686. We'll have Jose Escamilla if he shows up.
Woo!
Oh, boy. Oyster House,
I hope
Scott.
So.
Thank you. Scott and Craig.
And
we
then
can't
we'll have
wait,
Amber Martinez.
We'll have to get him a cab home.
We'll get Amber Martinez.
And I will be there, yes. And we'll have to get him a cab home.
We're going
to
have a lot of fun.
Yes.
Hands up.
That'll be
great.
And we're all
going to
be wearing green.
I am going to be there.
Is it your other half?
My other half is invited. Tony.
Tony,
we want
you
there. I love you.
And then we're
going to
have John Michael Capaldi.
And I'm going to have a mystery date. No, I'm just kidding.
It's two of my younger brothers.
No dates. It's St. Patty's Day.
It's two of my younger brother's birthday on St. Patrick's Day. They're 18 years apart. Happy birthday, Brandon and Jacob, next Friday.
Now, I'll ask you guys a question.
My aunt's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What famous food
And my
is
uncle's birthday is on
We're
going to
educate our audience. What food is eaten on St. Patrick's
Corned
Day?
Corned beef and hash.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. Oh.
Corned beef and
blood sausage.
Ah, there we go. Never talked to.
Okay,
anyway,
I'll have it.
You're not going to eat that.
Anyway, we're going to get into the play real quick, and then I wanted to mention that this play is Phil Sokolov told us, The Belle of Amherst, and I know they had a couple productions in LA.
This is you.
That is me. Yeah.
No.
She's very
with the wig on.
Yes.
She got
the
that wig on. Yeah. But I love her hair. Her hair is
I know. I love
so
your
wonderful.
Fro. I have one, too, actually.
Are you Irish?
I
your name like Farrell?
It.
I am Irish.
See, we got Irish.
I'm a good Irish water. Girl, and I'm loving next Friday, you know.
No.
Oh, I like it. Do you do Irish, yes. too?
You're just going to have to
we
get wasted.
We can get used to that. We can really get used
well,
to that.
We'll get her a cab home, too. Yeah. Maybe her and Jose can have a love connection. We'll send them in a cab together.
No, she's
you know?
Married, right?
He's always looking for one. Yeah. Oh, you're married?
No,
no she's
say,
not. She's not wearing a ring.
I'm widowed. So.
She
widowed.
Oh, that's sad. Why did you say that?
No, no, I said about her husband earlier.
Yes.
So what happened?
Oh, my goodness. He had an aorta dissection. So it's one of those things
oh my
where,
God.
You know, those that you love the most
yes.
leaves for work one day and they don't come home.
Oh, wow.
But he was an amazing man and just...
How old was he?
He was 62.
Wow.
Yes. And we had been
well, John
for
Ritter.
17 years.
John Ritter had that.
Exactly.
And so did... Who's the hockey guy? You know who he is. He's handsome
one?
Son, sings.
The Gretzky?
Robin Thicke.
Oh, Robin Thicke, yeah.
Yeah, what's the father's name?
I can't remember.
Alan Thicke.
Yeah. Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke had the same thing.
Alan Thicke was Robin Thicke's dad? I knew
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah,
on Cameron's
and
show.
The mother? The mother used to sing at Dodger games.
Yeah, I interviewed her, actually.
She's really nice.
Yeah, I interviewed her at
what was
the
her
Oscars.
Name? You remember?
I believe her name is... Oh my God! It's like Maria something. It's her
really?
Last name isn't Thick though.
Well, she had enough of the Thick. So. Well, he had.
She had too much thickness.
He had
in
too
her
much
life.
Wives. His problem was too many wives. So now tell us about the Belle of Amherst.
Yes. Well, and the reason you brought up my husband George is the production's dedicated to him.
Yeah, that's
we had
very
wanted
nice. That's why I
to
want
produce
to know.
This together before we lost him. So that's why we wanted to dedicate him. It's been a dream of mine since I was 16 years old when I first saw the show in San Antonio with a wonderful actress, Kathy Kauser, that I'm in contact with still. And
okay.
I said, I want to do that. So it's many, many, many moons later. But the play opens up with Emily Dickinson at 53. And so... And it tells her story. It starts when she's, kind of goes back and forth in time.
Right.
When she's 15 up until the point where she dies at 56.
So who plays her at 15?
I do. So
that's also
I
you?
Play her.
Wait,
wow.
Wait, but how old are you, though?
Yeah, well, I'm 54.
Are you
but,
really 54?
Yes.
You don't look like you're 54.
Yes.
I thought you were like
you.
37.
Oh,
I
my
got
new
the
best
impression.
Friend.
I have the same impression.
Hey,
yeah,
but it's true.
It's true.
It's true, though.
Well, and this play,
you
and
even
I
have
play
any wrinkles.
Many different characters. don't look too close. But I play my father, my brother, my sisters. I play people in the village to tell her story. And
oh,
what's
wow.
so amazing is that people think Emily Dickinson was just odd, recluse, stayed at home, only wore white, and then just wrote this poetry. But she was such a vibrant woman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the playwright, William Luce, has really just captured the joy. And it's been quite an experience because it's an hour and a half of dialogue of me. Talking an awful lot.
Yes. Well, that's good. So when you
the only reason why people thought that is because it was a man's world back then. They thought any woman that wasn't
right.
really what they wanted was weird.
Yeah.
Is there any scene?
Let me ask you about the role. Let me ask you about the role itself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the role, playing this character and going through all the different ages and all the different things she went through.
Well, as a co-producer of this, one of the best decisions I made is that we brought in Todd Nielsen as the director, and he's been directing theater in L.A. for over 30 years, and so he has helped to craft the whole thing. So as an actor,
right.
I'm in beautiful, safe hands. And it's really, there's so much written about Emily Dickinson. You should see my table at home. I like to own books. I'm
yes.
old-fashioned.
See,
that
so
way.
You have books on the table.
I have books on the table.
Wow.
All her poetry and all the biographies that have been written about her and what people think about her and what she actually, was. I mean, she did go out and, walk her dog and she went to Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia when she was younger.
Oh, wow.
Just as she got older, she just became more, more private and then actually
right.
did just stay at home. But she was always writing. Everything would inspire her. If she were sitting right here with us, she would be very inspired by this beautiful plant that we're looking at. So it's been a challenge getting my mind and mouth around all her beautiful words
take
because you have to be very...
We're going to take a photo of you on live in studio.
I know.
And of Amber.
But it's not something that you
and
can really paraphrase.
Yeah.
This is what we really do.
Let me ask you one other question, because you're very nice to come on a Friday night. Now, where is this going to be at?
Well, we open on the 18th at Sierra Madre Playhouse. This evening, they're actually opening A Wrinkle in Time, an extraordinary. I don't know if you read A Wrinkle in Time as a child. But
I have.
Okay, well, it's on the stage now.
Wow. I read books, too.
She's smart. She's a lady that dreams.
I do.
And we run for 6 weeks on Thursday, Saturday, and then Sunday matinee at 2:30.
Now, how much are tickets? People ask me.
I want to make sure I give you the right prices. So an adult is 30. Seniors are 27. Youth, which is 13 to 21, it's $20. And children 12 and under are 17. We have an amazing set. Our set designer also did A Wrinkle in Time, so it's kind of interesting because we're in the 1880s when our play opens, but then your Wrinkle in Time and your future planets travel. So the design team has done a remarkable job being
able to. So let's give them a shout out. Who's in the design team?
Well, Matthew Hill.
Matthew Hill, you get a shout out.
Matthew Hill.
Hey, Matthew. Now, you know, as you do this play, now, are you going to bring it to Broadway? Broadway?
It was actually done 2 years ago off Broadway. So, no.
No, why I say it? Because of your husband's memory that goes as far as Broadway.
It's not true.
Wouldn't that be nice?
True. Well, and what's so lovely about a one-person show is it can travel anywhere.
Yeah.
So
you have a question?
Yes.
Ask her a question.
I have a question, Farrell. Is it possible if anybody calls in tonight to give away tickets or give a promo code to any of our listeners tonight?
Oh.
If they come and mention LA Talk Radio
door? If someone can call in tonight and recite one of their favorite Emily Dickinson poems,
I am happy to find them.
Listen in, folks. Call in with your favorite Emily Dickinson poems. It's okay. Be creative. Find one that you like if you haven't found one.
By the way, a four pack?
Yes, absolutely, because we
if you can do it in a British accent, that's how you'll get the ticket.
I think the little girls and boys will come to see your show because it looks
Amber,
like
could Amber do Irish? Outfit.
Of course I can do an Irish accent. I can do an Irish accent all day long. I could talk like this all day long, you know.
She's ready for next week.
He loves it when I do accents.
We did a show and a guy believed.
I did like 8 accents on that show and every caller believed I was from that country. It was so funny. And the camera was dying in the corner. He was crying. He cried when I did like this Russian accent. It was so funny.
She does accents. And she does movies.
A lot.
Now, have you done... Let me ask you a question.
I do a lot of movies. I'm doing another one.
A lot of accents.
You're doing a movie now. Let me ask you a question about yourself. So where are you going to be doing... going back to movies?
Always. No matter...
Have you been in something that people know out there?
Not yet.
Okay.
You know, really, my entire career has been pretty focused on theater.
Well, maybe we'll get her in our new TV show for Amazon. Amazon. No, she could play. She played my ex-wife, and perfect character for her, right? Ex-wife. She could play. Now, one other thing about your, and then we got to keep going. How do you have a website on yourself?
I do. It's FarrellMarshall.com. So, it's
and that's real name, guys.
Yeah. Do you want to spell it out?
Man, you take you out, Farrell.
Yeah, can you spell it out for us?
So it's F as in Frank. E-R-R-E-L-L Marshall, MARSHALL.
So you're not related to Gary Marshall? Or...
No.
Too bad.
I know.
Anyway, Penny Marshall, she goes to a lot of plays. Do you know that?
I didn't
know. Marshall goes out in Pasadena a lot of plays. Anyway, we thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And we appreciate you coming on. And as they say on LA Talk Radio, we got to move with the flow. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's
Day. If you want to go with us next week,
we'd love you to come out. And
well, it is the night before my opening.
You're going to be a little busy that night.
I'll be there in spirit.
All right.
We're happy that you're going to be on stage doing what you love.
We'll send her a McGinnis. McGinnis on stage. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Congratulations on your show.
That was lovely. Lovely. I love her.
Good job, Michael.
Farrell Marshall. Bring him in. Bring him in. Okay, John Michael.
Okay.
And we can fill the other guy that's here, and then that's it. Thank you very much. And we took a photo, so you are on live TV, live radio. Okay?
Yep.
All right. We talk about St. Patrick's Day. Next week, we're going to be doing a live show. In fact, we've got someone... how'd that happen?
Oh, guys, it started. Hey, dance party, dance party.
Okay, let's stop that.
Oh, you killed my vibe.
What's going on?
Calling. Hello, you're on Cameron Sports and Live. Welcome. Hello. Welcome on the air.
Huh? Rosemary.
Is this Rosemary? Hello?
No. Oh, it's not Rosemary. Okay.
Well, say people here.
Hi, are you calling in to recite a poem in a British accent?
No.
Oh.
Now, who is this? I pretend. Who is this? No.
Hello.
I guess we scared her away. We must have scared her away. Anyway, let's get this call. You got a call in. Cameron Sports and Life, welcome to the show. And happy pre-St. Patrick's Day.
Pre-St. Patrick. Hey, but you know we have more people out there?
Yeah.
Is someone on the line right now?
But we got a nice review, by the way, I'll tell you, from the Las Vegas Sun and Journal on our new, thing. Yeah, who's this?
How you guys doing? This is T-Rock the God.
Hey, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, brother?
I'm all right.
All right. So tell us who you'd like to speak with. We have the lovely Amber Martinez, actress, model. We have the celebrity psychic, John Michael Capaldi. And we have the wonderful, wonderful UFO follower,
Danny
Cruz.
Thanks, Cam.
So, Danny, you're so following UFOs.
Do you want to tell us about an event or what? What would you like to tell us?
Well, I just want to let you guys know about the, I got the single coming out summer.
Okay,
called Life Mysteries.
Okay, now you have a single coming out, and where can people see you? Are you performing in town?
Well, I haven't got any shows booked yet for this week. I'm just in the studio really keeping busy on the project, on the single, making sure everything's right with it. Getting the video for the mixtape that I'm working on as well. So,
okay.
Right now, really just getting that done. But really, I'm really going to be on the open mics.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We're going to invite you to come in and sing. We want to hear some music, man.
Right. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Boston.
Boston.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we're all over out there.
I love me some Boston boys. Oh, my God. Where can we hear you play?
We were just enjoying our hot day out here.
I can give you guys a little sample.
Go for it.
Do I give us a little sample?
Give us a little thing. Sing a song for us on the phone.
Drop it. I can let you guys hear a little something.
Mm-hmm. Drop it right now.
Do it.
Well, he's gone.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Anyway, we're going to move on because he's not here. Anyway, celebrity psychic,
okay,
John Michael Capaldi.
Woo!
Hey,
John
guys,
Michael.
How are you guys doing out there in the la-la land of the rest
of the
world?
What we're going to do next week, I thought it would be a great idea for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
What about doing readings for money? Oh, there he is.
Sure. There we go.
There we go. We can
you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Yes,
he's back. Oh, my God, my boo.
I'm in the studio. The service is real bad in here.
Now, hello? Give us a little sample, because then we got to move ahead. Go ahead.
You guys ready?
We're ready.
Sure. Yep. We were born ready.
The world's listening to you.
I embrace life's mystery. These fellas can't get to me. Equipped with a third eye. Born in the third world, in tune with my senses. You get caught before your third lie. See the unseen and witness the unbelievable. Well, no credentials. What I say is very credible, wedible, intellectual. Metaphors are incredible. Sarcastic, mechanical. My mechanism technical. Blessing you with a hot flow. Lead these fellas, John Doe. You soft to the micro. Chipping your girl dear. Every time I spit my 16, leave her anxious. Shaking like the angel, dust to dust. It's a must I rap till I have my own tour bus. Forget a nemesis, I'm my only rival. Rifle in my left hand, right hand on the Bible. Because I swear to God, I ain't got the time to fight you. But I'ma keep the peace. I prefer to enlighten you. Bite who? T-Rock, the God is original. White suit, black and white shoes, smooth criminal. Michael, beat it before I turn Myers. Psycho, can't read my poker face. He's hoping. Hot fold, hey, sorry, excuse. Fall for last resort, I know. Skill too fast, too furious. Nice one. Bad women slobbing on my knob, man. Like, only two numbers on that.
Dude, who's in the background giving,
Someone's in your background killing your flow. Who's that? All I hear is
Isaac.
It's distracting. That's all I hear in the background.
Hold on, your rims were really tight, man.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. He was feeling that a little too hard. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we got to move on. But thank you so much.
It was fabulous. Nice meeting
you. When you come to LA, come on our show. All right.
Keep your attention.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
very much. All right. That was. See, we got some rap.
That was tight, coming all the way from Boston.
All right. So anyway, get back to John Mike.
Yeah,
Capaldi. By the way, I love your website. Are you going to join us?
She has to charge her phone. That's what she's up to.
Sticking my phone in.
Now, hi, Rosemary. Next week, great place, great bar. A lot of people. A lot of
new guys. Where are we going?
Oyster House.
The Oyster House. We're doing the Oyster House next week.
Live. We're gonna do a live show on St. Patrick's Day, and we're gonna drink a lot of Guinness.
St. Patrick's Day.
You know,
John Michael. John Michael's not really down for
St. Patrick's Day. I was raised a good Catholic.
Hey, guys, John.
I've got a green shirt for next week.
He's got a green shirt.
I went and bought a green shirt because I haven't had a green shirt in years. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get like a funny shirt that says something like, I'm ready to get lucky or something like that.
You dressed for the Chinese New Year all in red.
Yes, I did.
Had a wonderful red sweater on that day.
It's like, you know, another friend of mine. Green.
I would love to see you in that green sweater.
Well, you know, spank me. I'm Irish.
No. Very bright.
I'm Italian being Irish.
Well, you do know. All right. So the story about St. Patrick, he was actually an Italian. He was a Roman citizen who was captured and taken to Ireland as a slave, then escaped, went back after he went to school, became a priest, went back to Ireland to convert them to Christianity. So he's actually an Italian who went to Ireland to convert them. So,
interesting.
When you're Catholic and you're Italian, you can say St. Patrick's Day is just part of who you are.
See, we never knew that. We never knew that.
I know a lot of this stuff. You
we
know?
Never knew. We never knew.
Your Valentine's Day is really
by the way,
two
if you
people
want,
that got murdered for the church.
By the way, for this month only, John Michael Capaldi got a wonderful website.
Yeah, he does have a wonderful website.
He can help you. By the way, Carmella didn't show up today.
Mm. No, Carmella's right outside there.
We'll bring her in. Okay. Yeah, she's got a wonderful story.
And she's got a girlfriend of hers out there. And
yeah, we'll bring,
bring
her
boyfriend.
In. And then we will talk about her story.
So let's talk about your deals going on.
What deal? What deals?
No, you said there was deals going on.
Radio? Well, radio, I'll talk about TV. Radio, we're going to be on Pandora officially.
That's true.
And which has been very good. You see, we got from Boston, all over. People
I'm
are calling
excited.
Us in. So it's really a great thing. Carmella, how are you? Carmella's going to be here.
Hi.
How are you, darling? How are you?
Good
nice
to see
you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Here's trouble. We can just totally see the trouble.
Hey, do I tell you, Tim? What's wrong with us?
Carmella brings the party.
Carmella's got an amazing client.
She's
my weight loss client. Yes, I'm super excited
to have her.
You high
five me. You left me hanging. That's a low five.
He was asking me questions. I was like, who do I talk to first? Good to see you, Amber.
Where'd your lady go? Oh, she here? Bring her in.
She's coming. I think she's coming.
We're going to bring her in. By the way, Carmella Tuzzi is a hypnotist, and she's the Hollywood hypnotist. Give your phone number out or how people can reach you.
Sure, Mindflow Hypnosis, 323-258-6516.
And tell
do you release pain away?
Yes, I do, actually.
Like physical pain?
Absolutely. Work with physical pain, yes. There's a great story. Actually, our guest that's coming in right before we started working together, she had extreme leg pain.
Oh, really?
And and when we started working together, I was helping her with a technique called NLP, Neurolinguistic
Programming.
Oh, NLP,
okay.
Yes. Yeah. And so when we started talking, we were moving the energy, taking it away from her leg. And it's kind of a beautiful story to share, but I'll let you, Cameron, ask the questions what do you want to know.
Now, how did you reach Carmella?
We worked together.
At
the time, we were working together in a Beverly Hills.
Did you work in another industry?
And I was a hairdresser. I am still a hairdresser many, many years ago. So Stephanie is a Beverly Hills makeup artist with her own cosmetic line. But we worked together in the hair salon, and I had just finished my certification, my NLP certifications. And she was going through some pain, and, well, I'll let her tell you, but she was, yeah.
Well,
let her
speak.
Our
audience all over the world could hear you.
Hi,
come over here. Don't be shy.
Right.
Don't be shy.
So,
you want to talk right in here?
Okay.
So we're a personal family show. Go ahead, talk to them.
Okay. So what happened? I was overweight. I was okay. Definitely is.
Sweetheart, get a little closer to the mic.
Okay. So I was weighing about 269 pounds at the time, and I had pain in my knees, of course, because of the being so heavy. And so one of my clients had said, Stephanie, if you continue to be that weight, you're going to be crippled within 5 years.
Or diabetic.
Yeah, but crippled. Diabetic. But crippled.
Why did he say that?
Because of the way I was walking.
He told her that he needed surgery, basically.
Yeah.
My friend was.
She walked in with a walker.
I did.
Literally
walked in with a walker. I was walking with a walker. I did.
And this is a true story. Like, wow. She walked in with a walker.
This is a movie. Yeah.
It was really, really sad. She had two kids, and she was thinking, I can't take 6 weeks off for surgery.
Right.
I can't. And that was her motivation at the time. It wasn't even like, I want to lose weight. Her motivation was, I can't take time off of work because I have these two children that I have to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's so strange that dramatic. They told you that you were going to be crippled
John,
in 5 years.
By the way, John Michael.
John Michael and I know a guy named Walter, and he weighed 450 pounds, and he's like 6'1", and they never said anything like that about him.
Right. Well, but you know what? His knees are probably in pain. He's in pain. Because
I just saw Walter the other night.
Yeah, he lost like 50 pounds.
And I'll tell you, if it's because all the weight is on your knees and it causes a lot of pain.
Well, I used to be 400 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. And John Michael used to be 400 pounds and he's not crippled.
But no, right. We're not crippled. I'm wearing heels. I'm wearing 3-inch heels.
Yeah.
So am I.
That's a total bunch of bowl.
Right. because, well, of course, she helped me out because my knees were hurting.
And neuro-linguistic programming is amazing and so is hypnosis.
So what changed for you going to Carmella?
We started out just working with each other in the salon, and I helped her limiting belief initially. First, it was the pain management. So you have to change with neurolinguistic programming, basically NLP. You have actually changed the neural association of the pain.
They change the habits,
right?
Yeah,
but the limiting beliefs. So the belief system has to change. And so what you start with, you know, like the things that you guys are talking about, like why would anybody call you a cripple, or you know that kind of thing. Then you actually disassociate them. You take them, you know, you shift the location, and you know there's all kinds of wonderful techniques of pulling out the energy. And, you know, so I don't remember specifically what I did process-wise.
Now, how did she take the news when you told her, you know, she was going through a hard time with your feet and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what got her to do it?
What got her to do it is because she no longer wanted to be in pain.
And, right. And then I just then I made a choice to get my weight off.
Right. And she completely transformed her life. Right. I mean,
How long of a period was it that she's transformed her life itself when she walked in? And
I'd say initially the first year was when 50% of it came off. Mm-hmm. And then just took off and you know kind of started doing on her own, like her own research and her own following the steps and what to do. And I'm actually quite proud of her accomplishment because she's managed to keep it off. But it has everything to do with the initial work that we started with.
Right.
And, I mean, she completely changed in confidence and her life. And, you know, she owns her own makeup company, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, a lot of fun stuff.
My question to you is this. Mm-hmm. After going through such a change, in your life, what have you noticed?
What have I noticed?
In your life now, what have you noticed?
I like the person I am now. You know, it did definitely change me. My confidence has changed. Even if someone says, "Wow, you know, you're pretty," I'll look at, like, what picture are they looking at? Because I can't see myself as still have a problem seeing myself as that person.
Do you visualize yourself as heavy?
I still see it. I have to go look at it. Like, what are they looking at? Like, of a picture. You know, like, what do they see? Because I don't see it. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me take a look at it. You know, before I was in a black space, and now everything is
thoughts?
Right. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And you know, when I laid down one night, I remember thinking, wow, how do you lose 100 pounds? It's just so much weight. Like, how would I do that? And then it just eventually just started to come off. But it was definitely, there's no magic pill. Because people say, well, how did you do it? There's nothing. There's no magic. It was definitely a lot of mental. Yeah, it's a mental work. Mental work and believing.
So hypnosis works through repetition. That's something that I like to tell people. Hypnosis works through repetition. It you know, we don't make people quack like a duck and they're going to be a duck when they go home.
I actually, I am also a certified hypnotherapist.
I know.
It's not something I do often.
Yeah.
But I've done the stage shows where I've made people quack like ducks and do all that, which has always been a blast to do.
Yes.
And it's fun, but, you know, that's just part of being, you know, having fun with your clients or having fun with doing a show. And when you learn how to do, one of the best ways I've found is when you find people to really are willing to believe in something. Our beliefs are really whatever we believe in. That's really our strongest determining factor.
Absolutely.
You know, there are people who believe that this is right, that's wrong. You can't tell them that's wrong. The sky is this shade, the sky is that shade.
People are very judgmental.
Oh my God, it's so
true. The world
true.
Used to be
it's,
flat.
It's true.
Well, I know a lot of people still are flat. I'll tell you something. It's like, you know, people, the sky isn't blue. Blue is the only color that the sky doesn't have, and that's reflecting back to us.
Right.
So people don't realize that, you know, you can make an argument for anything. So belief will change if we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, like people think that the world is round. It's actually more like a lumpy potato. It's not actually spherical at all. It's more like...
So that's what we do is help them change their belief if they want a different result. And the motivation has to be there, and the desire and the will and all of that.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls... A flower grows.
But I definitely agree, because that was, I finally had made a choice, because I've been on a lot of diets all my life.
Okay.
But this time it was different. I had made the choice that I was ready to change my life, and I wanted to be different. I was just ready.
Right.
So
what about
now,
your kids?
When people,
kids and a husband?
Well then,
my
husband.
Interview.
Yeah, got a divorce.
See, her life changed.
So you became a redhead and went next.
Did he see you go through this change or before?
Yeah, no, he went through my change, and it was very difficult for him.
What do you think his problem was?
He became very bitter, right?
Very bitter.
Angry and bitter.
He did,
Very angry.
Why
would
he be so angry? He should be supportive that you're becoming so, that you're doing this for your health.
Because I think he saw the change, and he wasn't doing a change for himself. And when someone just stays stagnant there, he wasn't, he started to get angry about it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in relationships, there's a point where, you know, you just realize you got to cross over and move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's what it was, you know. And I think, and so a lot of people started on, like, Facebooking, saying, oh, what's the secret? And some people would secret message me and tell me, how did you do it? But when I tell them the work that I did, they didn't message me back.
Was it hard for you to be?
because I told them, this is what I did. And but this is a daily thing. This is every morning, every night. I would
she'd check in at the gym at 6 a.m. I'd see her Facebook check.
5 a.m.
Like, wow. Yeah. Like, 5 and 6 a.m.
I would check in. But every morning I would do my meditation at night. And then at morning I would journal every day. And I would visualize myself being this week. Because I worked a lot on it. I mean, I saw myself at the beach in a bathing suit.
She saw herself. That's really important. That's part of it. You have to see your outcome.
Yeah, there was a
vision. What about your kids?
They love it.
The kids now?
Oh,
yeah. What do they see before?
Because I'm active with them now.
That's cool.
Before I couldn't. And now we can, you know, I know just like a couple of weeks ago we were climbing up a hill, you know, and a grassy hill, and then we were rolling down. I would have never done things like that. So,
well, because
and we go hiking, and we do things that we've never done before, and it's great.
Where do you see yourself going, right, as you had a wonderful lady, Carmela Tunzi.
Yeah.
Hey, she's no floozy, she's no floozy. Anyway, tell us now.
Where do I see myself?
You're going through the second. What motivates you now?
What motivates me now? Well, you know, I've always go up and down now, like about 10 pounds.
Uh-huh.
You know, 10 pounds will go
That's
up and
okay,
down.
Because
but,
we all do.
Yeah,
we
so I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'd like to get these 10 pounds off. But I think now, as much as I exercise, now from being so heavy all my life, it's now I have the extra skin. So now I would love to just get that taken.
Just like so you know, though? I've had that surgery.
Please tell me about it.
And I will. I actually, you can see the scar right here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've had, it's called a 365-degree rhinoplasty or torsoplasty.
Right.
And I had it done, 10 years ago almost now. And it was quite awful. Now, I told you I was once 400 pounds. Now I'm around 180-ish.
Okay.
And that's where pretty much I stay. So, the whole process of once you have the surgery itself is really, really painful. Because not only did I have that done, but I had big chunks taken out of each one of my legs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're so
like elephants. I know exactly what you're saying.
So it was pretty outrageous. I had it all done at once. I found a doctor who would do it all at once because I didn't want to deal with having, because I don't have time to be down because I work so much and I see so many people.
One question I was going to ask what John said. Yeah, Michael said. Now you're a new person now. Did you change your food habits?
Yes, I did. I did.
What do you eat now that you didn't eat before?
Okay, I think the one thing I do say I'm never on a diet.
Okay.
That's one thing I don't do. I still eat what I want. I'm very careful. I eat small portions. If I go out with the kids, we look at the menu and we'll get like maybe one plate because normally plates feed four people, so we'll get something, then we'll probably get something extra, but we share a plate. I share all the time, and if I go on a date, I sometimes say, do you want to share a meal?
Sharing is caring.
I share a meal. I never eat one whole meal by myself.
Now what about dating, going through dating now?
How do you feel
with the guy sees you?
That's what I'm saying. It's surprising when they say, oh, you know, you're hot or you're pretty. I'm like, why? Wait, okay. Let me look.
The answer is thank you. Yes, I know. Girl.
You say thank you so much, or really? Mm-hmm. What's beautiful about
now,
me?
Carmella's saying, right? Carmella,
I'm going to give you one secret phrase.
Please.
Okay. It's a diamond of 3 carats or more. It's just a friendship ring.
That's what I said.
Anyway,
I love that.
Can you do me a favor? Take a picture of both of them. My camera.
Oh, yeah.
And this way we'll keep the flow going. Now, tell me about your hairstylist right now.
I'm a makeup artist.
Makeup artist. Now, how does it feel now? You have to. You got a log.
Keep
of
your
stuff.
Face there. Okay.
Go ahead.
There you go.
Take a picture. You're a makeup artist, and you work on films. You work with people that are.
No, I work on music videos.
Okay.
I just did like a Mazda commercial a few weeks ago, so I just kind of do little gigs here and there, and then I just freelance. But there's a lot of other things.
Give your number out. We've got people around the world.
Give us your website.
Give
you
a plug.
It's Stephanie@StephanieGBeverlyHills.com. That's Stephanie with an F.
Stephanie with an S. Now, are you from out here? Are you from Los Angeles?
Yeah, from LA. Born and raised in LA.
And what about
Los Angelino?
Hey, Los Angelino. Well, how'd your family feel? Like your mom? Is your mom alive?
Yes, my mother's alive.
How'd she feel?
Everyone was just really supportive.
Okay.
I mean, I think they were expecting me to do that yo-yo dieting again. They were expecting me to lose weight and then gain it back, but it's been off now for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'll never be fat again.
Well,
this is my life now.
Now you went through a big change in your
life,
and people see you now for who you are,
right?
Not, you know, for other purposes. You know, they see you as a beautiful person. You do makeup, which is a whole art form.
Right.
As Amber could tell you, John Michael could tell you.
It's true. And,
yeah, after they do the makeup on me, I actually look pretty.
Right. No, after they do my makeup, I look like a totally different person. I'm like, who is this lady?
Would that be Jenna?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you said that.
I do everything.
Okay, so so tell people you gave me your phone number, right?
I gave him my website, but yeah, you can give me a call, 323-428-5243.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
And Carmella, give your website. And by the way, I saw 800 number.
Mindflow Hypnosis, 323-258-6516.
Yeah, they had a whole thing. Now we have one more. Okay. What I was going to say to everyone, you should write a book.
I do. I've told her that. Oh, my. Thank you for confirming that with me. Mm-hmm. I do. Right. I really do want to write a book. That is something that my life has it's been amazing. And, you know, and because of Carmella, I've now enrolled in the NLP class.
I have success classes in my office. And if she doesn't mind me telling, helping her daughter. Her daughter stutters.
Oh, wow.
And she called me one day and she's like, Carmella, can you help her? I'm like, absolutely, bring her in. So she's adorable. She's 11, 10? 10?
She just turned 12 yesterday.
12. But she's so adorable and really takes to it. And it's just fun. Cool. I love working with children, too. Mm-hmm. So.
That's cool that your family's open, your daughter's open.
Yes, cool. She helped my father.
Yeah, and her whole family.
Yeah, Carmella's been amazing. She's helped all my whole family.
Now, Carmella, what I wanted to tell folks is that they could see you. Do you take... Someone asked me if they take
insurance. Okay, do you want to do a reading?
I do not do insurance.
Do they take it? I don't think so.
I don't know any of my colleagues that do, but there might be some people that are
actually
in the system.
Actually, you can if you are actually a therapist.
Yeah.
Because I can't. Therapist, I can take can insurance take because I'm actually a therapist.
Oh. Right. Legally, I'm not a therapist. I'm a hypnotist.
Okay.
So because of that, I don't think that I can.
I'm a transpersonal psychologist.
Yeah, so you can, definitely. Yeah. Totally different.
I don't like taking it, but I will if I have to.
Yeah.
I prefer cash.
You know. Well, then.
Don't we all?
There goes that. I was going to give you
John
my blue
Michael
cross
likes
card.
To be paid
John
in
Michael,
cash.
John Michael, I'm giving my blue cross card. Anyway, you take Blue Cross?
No.
See, I'm going to get started this.
I have
He actually doesn't know what he takes because he usually prefers cash.
I have not taken insurance in years.
By the way, on Carmella's practice, you can look it up on the website. Wonderful, very nice website.
Thank you.
I got to see it today. And what do you specialize in? People, either weight loss is great. What other areas?
I actually helped a big, I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name, but a big producer quit smoking this week.
Okay.
After 30 years, he gave me a fantastic testimony. I might put it on the site. But 30 years, one session, boom, he's done. And it was, he said that he's absolutely shocked. So quit smoking, stress release, you know, big category. So it means a lot of things. I might be working with someone soon that can't eat anything but, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Like anything healthy, she gets stuck in her throat. I help that under stress release. So all kinds of little specific things.
And by the way, do you do anything with people that went through abductions? Because some of our audience is listening.
Well, I mean, can I help them? It depends on what they need help. If they feel that they need help because of the trauma, because of that, absolutely. That's what I would, you know, maybe help, you know, with that. I would have to question if it was a real thing or not, you know, so that I would probably interview them and to see,
you know,
you know where
I'm
they're
gonna
at.
Be going to contact in the desert, and I'm meeting. Are you going with us?
I talked to Shannon. We're still unsure, so
Shannon's
I don't know.
Going,
if you know.
Yay! I'm going. Yay!
Let's go.
In the desert.
I'm going to go
contact
in the desert.
By the way, I'm
going to
give your card out. I'm going to MUFON. I'm going to give both of your cards out when I go to MUFON.
Awesome.
Because they're going to have about 12,000 people.
Oh, cool.
So
in the desert, right?
Work the table. Anyway, what I was going to mention is Carmella.
I can do
acapella. And then John Michael, how can they get you?
Well, easy to get a hold of me. It's johnmichaelcapaldi.com.
Spell that.
And
that's
Capaldi. And the thing is, it's really simple. You hit book me now. And book now, and boom, you can book me as quickly as possible on my website.
Right.
Plus, you can also call me at 424. 424-354-2002. That's 424-354-2002. But yeah, let's talk. It's easy to book me easily. It's easier on
Facebook. Are you in the LA area for the people?
I'm always in the LA area, and we are going to be doing a seminar in San Francisco, Las Vegas, San Diego, in the next few months. So we'll be talking about what's going on in your life and how to change it.
In fact, in San Francisco, someone
definitely,
I think, knew you, a guy who worked for KGO, and he wants to go to your seminar.
Excellent.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, I have a whole bunch of people up in San Francisco. I haven't been there in years.
Carmella to work on that tour bus.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
for sure. We could be a traveling, spiritual therapist group.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're going to do. Are you going to just...
She's a cheerleader.
I can do energy healing.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I did the Akadua class, remember? And before that, I've done hands healing
Akadua.
I've done hands healing too at the temple.
That's good.
There's a temple in Hollywood where you can get hands healing done.
Is that the Church of Scientology?
No. Anyway. It's only a temple full of hands healers.
Anyway, real quick, I wanted Scientology. To mention is for acting. Amber Martinez.
Yes, you can go to facebook.com/ the official Amber Martinez and add my fan page. That'd be great. Go to Instagram @ Amber Martinez Official, and you can IMDb me at imdb.com/ Amber Martinez. I'm the number one.
I'm telling you, I knew it.
I IMDb locked down my name, people. That's how official I am.
Can you do me a favor? In Italian, we're getting people from San Francisco.
Buongiorno, come state tutti quanti? Venite a trovarmi a Los Angeles. Presto.
Give out your number.
Grazie.
Just to translate my brain.
323-258-6516.
What I was going to mention is next week we're going to have St. Patrick's Day. We're going to be occupied. We do a live radio show from Oyster House in Studio City.
Oh, how fun!
And we're going to be the first show on BBS Network to do it in LA Talk Radio.
Cool.
For St. Patrick's Day, and then we're going to be on the road. Okay, we're going to be on the road to do San Gennaro. We're going to go to the one in San Jose. You'll come with us.
Cool.
It'd be wonderful. San Gennaro is a wonderful thing because they give back to the church.
Isn't that the tomatoes festival too?
No.
Isn't there a tomato festival somewhere else though? No. You told me about a tomato festival.
Garlic festival.
Oh, the garlic festival. Festival. Okay. Right. Tomato, garlic, then, whatever, potato.
Let's get in contact with you and tell us the update. Carmella, I want to know what's going on with you.
Thank you,
all
Cameron.
The stuff that you've gone through and... Maybe
thank you, Cameron.
If you get stuck, we get you back up.
Oh no, I'm not gonna get stuck. I need the doctor's number.
Yeah, that's good. Anyway, what I was gonna mention, folks, is that the shows are on BBS Radio, Pandora Radio, and we're on LA Talk Radio. So you can hear our shows 7 days a week, 24 hours, and we're also gonna be on BBC America. So we're gonna have over 450 stations. Listening to this crazy Jewish guy on the radio.
And the rest of us.
Crazy Jewish guy. Anyway, one other thing I mentioned in the news. I got the New York Magazine. That's David Letterman. He's a bearded guy.
Oh, yeah.
He got bearded.
Yes, he did.
And I like him. He looks like a happy Santa Claus.
And you know what they're going to do on TV? Jimmy Fallon, his show was up. His show now is the third show. So they're giving pressure at NBC.
Yeah.
And number one show is Stephen Colbert.
Right.
Well, Colbert's
always
been...
Well, that's because it's freaking Trumpville now.
Trumpville.
So it's like Colbert's reign for the next 8 years.
One last thing is next show we'll be doing live. We'll have fun activities. We'll give away T-shirts. We'll have fun. And are you're going with us?
I'm coming with you guys.
And yeah. I am also coming. Yes,
and
I will.
We'll have Guinness mugs. We'll have all different things. So next week, join us. at 8 to 9 on BBS Radio, Pandora Radio, LA Talk Radio, BBC America will be launching.
Yay.
So I have enough, right?
As long as I can have fish and chips, we're great.
John Michael and I will come in kilts. We have traditional style.
Yeah. Well, you're
no, I don't know. We're Scottish. Kilt right now.
Scottish.
Yeah, we're Scottish. But
anyway,
we'll still wear
go, but
oh, you don't
you
have yours
much.
Right now.
Thank you.
Still in storage.
But you have your blazer.
Stephanie, good.
Stephanie.
Right? A name like Stephanie?
No, I'm Frizzelli. I'm Italian.
Hey, paisan. Well, you know what's funny? I met Nancy Sinatra. Mm-hmm. I had to go to a building. She says, are you Italian? She said that to me.
Oh,
capisci
yeah.
Italiano? I said, no, I'm Jewish kid from the Valley. Anyways, and then Amber Martinez will be there, and then John Michael. Thank you very much for tuning into our show. We are number one on Friday nights on L.A. Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Woo!
Yay!
We love
you.
You
got to exit stage right.
Woo-hoo. Right?
What are you going to do right now?
For me, it's left.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, we're done. Okay.